We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yes, indeedy. Here we go. It is that time again. It is 4 o'clock hour, hour number 2 of the Bobby Mack Show. And traditionally, as we do every Wednesday at this time, I'm joined by Dave Schwartz, Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. Welcome, Dave. First of all, one quick update, if I may. My sources inform me that the with suspended Sheriff Will Lewis being in court today, apparently his attorneys made a motion before the judge to have the testimony of Savannah Neighbors, the woman involved in this case, to exclude her testimony. And so the judge has taken that motion under advisement and has said that he will rule on that tomorrow. So that's what transpired down there today. Dave, always a pleasure to have you here. What is your top agenda item this week?
Well, roads, Bobby. Bottom line, we've got some fights going on locally, and we've got some fights going on statewide. And but the continued drumbeat here is that the politicians want more of our money. And I know you know about, I think it was last week, some politicians, the county council in Anderson County, says that they want to raise the sales tax. They want a sales tax hike to, quote, fix the roads. And then, of course, we were talking about a couple weeks ago, Corrupt Hugh Leatherman, who formed one of those blue ribbon commissions. Now, you know, whenever they form these blue ribbon study committees, Bob, right, there's always something good about to happen.
Oh, right? Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we're waiting with bated breath for their latest money grab.
Our problems are solved when they create these blue ribbon study commissions.
Absolutely.
So they met today, and of course, look, that Leatherman's Blue Ribbon Study Committee is, they're, quote, studying interstate congestion. Now, when Corrupt Hugh Leatherman says he's studying something, what he really means is he's looking for ways to sell another tax hike. And in this case, tolls, we're talking New Jersey-style toll roads, which, you know, it wouldn't be the first time they've tried this. They tried it earlier this year during the sneaking into the state budget this year.
Right.
We stopped them, thankfully. Your audience stopped them. And now, you know, they're talking about higher taxes, and they're talking about more debt. And today they met, that Blue Ribbon Committee met, and even though SCDOT, Bob, has $500 million rotting away in their bank account, cash money, $500 million, just from the new gas tax hike that they raised, you know, what was that, 2 years ago now?
Right.
They have $500 million sitting there. We've got state politicians talking about, well, we need more money, and so we're thinking about more debt and New Jersey-style toll booths on interstates. And you got the local guys up in Anderson County now talking about a sales tax hike, okay? And so, really, as taxpayers, your listeners, we've got to be asking, you know, how many damn taxes do we have to pay just to fix the roads? Because they're not even fixing the roads.
No.
I mean, it'd be one thing if they were, you know, if all of our roads were smooth and it was brand new asphalt they were laying down everywhere. They're not even fixing the roads that they have now. And so, and you and I have said this so many times, they, Bob, are going to raise our taxes again. They're going to steal more money out of our wallets again. Before you know it, it's barely been 2 years.
Yeah.
And they haven't fixed the roads with the money we already gave them, and they're already asking for more money. So we need to tell both the state guys and the local guys to take a hike, and not on the Appalachian Trail.
Right.
They need to take a hike when it comes to all this, you know, nonsense about raising taxes and more debt and, you know, New Jersey style toll roads. They need to get cracking on fixing the roads themselves. And the Anderson County guys,
hey, if you live in Anderson County, you need to tell your county councilman, not only do I not want you to raise my taxes, I want you to fix the roads. You need to go pressure the state legislators.
Right.
You know, I mean, most all of that. In fact, the only one I could think of that didn't vote for the tax hike out there was Jonathan Hill. The rest of them were all big proponents of it. In fact, Lion Brian White, who thankfully used to be the former Ways and Means chairman. Of course, you know, we helped get him kicked off, too. Your listeners did.
Right.
It, you know, he was one of the biggest proponents for the gas tax hike. Why aren't those councilmen banging down the door of those legislators to get the roads fixed from that $500 million, Bob, that's just sitting in DOT's bank account? So we've got a two-for-one for your listeners today. If
okay.
you live in Anderson County, text the word kill, as in kill this tax hike proposal that the county council is thinking up. Text the word kill to 52886 on your cell phone. Kill to 52886 on your cell phone. And that'll send a direct message to your county councilman telling them no way, no how on a sales tax hike. And then if you want to stop the tolls and you tell your state legislators no way, no how on anything that corrupts you, Leatherman, any of his schemes that he wants to come up with, especially New Jersey-style toll roads, text the word tolls, T-O-L-L-S, tolls, to the number 52886 on your cell phone, and that'll send a message to your state politicians, your legislators, and the governor, telling them no way, no how on any of corrupt Hugh Leatherman's toll scams. Don't even think about it. Kill it. Make sure it doesn't get out of the even out of that committee. Just kill it right away.
You know, it's sad. There's an old saying, Dave, and I'm sure you've heard it. Those who fail to learn the lessons of the past are doomed to repeat them. But in states like New Jersey, where they have toll booths up and down the highways, in Pennsylvania, where they have the turnpike, when these things were originally proposed, you know, it was going to be the panacea for all the highway commuting problems that people would have in perpetuity. And of course, you know, the cost of these toll roads was never going to go up. You know, started out at a quarter, then went to 50 cents. I don't even know what it is now. But my point is, it's unceasing, never ending. It's never enough. And it always keeps escalating. It's like expecting a legislature to have some sunset on a piece of legislation that has to do with taxes. They may promise all that stuff up front, but of course it never happens. The tax remains in place. And as time goes by and people get acclimated to it, like that frog that you put into the pot of water and turn it
That's
up,
right.
and then it eventually begins to boil. By the time the frog realizes that he's supper, it's too late.
No, you're exactly right, Bobby Mack. And let me tell you, you know, you go on, there's two toll roads in the state of South Carolina right now, right? 185, the Southern Connector, and we've all seen
which
those,
is, kind of, it's a joke.
We had to bail them out because it was going bankrupt.
Right.
And then you go to the Hilton Head, and you know, it's a funny story. I actually went down to Hilton Head not so long ago, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's cousin's 40th birthday, a bunch of family went down there, and we were down in Hilton Head, and I took the toll road stupidly because, like every good toll road in South Carolina, you don't actually have to take the toll road to get to your destination.
Exactly, yeah.
But I took the toll road, and I was like, you know what? I just want to see what this toll road's like. And let me tell you, if that toll road in Hilton Head, the Cross Island Expressway, is any indication of what the toll roads are going to be like all over the state if corrupt Hugh Leatherman gets his way, they're no better than the rest of the roads in the state. There were potholes everywhere.
Oh, geez.
The shoulders were falling apart. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, man.
It was a dollar to take that toll. Gosh knows how many millions of dollars they make every year on that, Bob. But let me tell you, the roads weren't any smoother. They weren't any safer. And that's a scary thing. Just like you said, in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New York.
Right.
It's unending. The tolls are unending. The roads aren't any better there.
Nope.
Right?
Nope.
And so the roads aren't going to get any better here. It's a lie. It's a scam. And let me tell you another thing. This toll road scam that they're cooking up, that corrupt Hugh Leatherman is scheming up down there in Columbia today, it is a scam. But I will tell you this. It is due to our success, believe it or not. Because remember, Bob, when they passed that gas tax like a couple of years ago.
Right.
They changed that law to make a tax a fee. And the reason they did that was it makes it easier to funnel our gas tax money to corrupt you, let them in slush fund the state infrastructure bank.
Exactly.
Well, guess what?
Right.
We've been able, because of your listeners, constantly texting and emailing and harassing and pressuring their legislators, they have put enough pressure on that legislature. Leatherman hasn't been able to funnel that money, all of it, to those pet projects.
Oh, what a shame.
Slush fund.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's a good thing, right? Our pressure works.
You
bet.
Your
listeners' pressure works. And so now what he's got to do is he's got to go find a new scam to come up with. The first scam isn't working,
right?
Which is good news. The bad news is he's going to come up with a bunch of different scams. And this toll road scam, this debt scam he's coming up with, this is the next one. And again, if your listeners want to stop it, and you want to hold your legislators accountable, you want to put pressure directly on your state legislators and the governor, because that's who controls DOT, that's who controls the money.
Right.
Text the word TOLLS, T-O-L-L-S, to the number 52886 on your cell phone, TOLLS to 52886 on your cell phone, and that will send a direct message to your politicians telling them any toll road scam, any new tax hike scam, any new debt scam, you better kill it right away. Don't let Hugh Leatherman get his claws on any more of my money.
Yeah, and you folks in Anderson, as Dave mentioned, text the word KILL to 52886 to send a direct message to Anderson County Council and tell them, look, you guys have got enough of our money already. The state's sitting on $500 million that they're doing nothing with. Before we increase the sales tax in Anderson County, let's spend some of our tax money that you already stole from us.
Same scam, Bob, just on the local level. Look, these guys have plenty of money, plenty of money. They have wasted so much money over there in Anderson County, it's hard to believe. But we have got to tell them they're going around, they're running around the county now telling everybody, well, if you just give us a little bit more money, we'll finally fix your roads.
Right.
That's a lie. We all know, we've heard that one before. You're exactly right. Text the word KILL, K-I-L-L, to kill that scam. KILL to 52886. That'll send a direct message. If you're in Anderson County, that'll send a direct message to your county council telling them no way, no how on any tax. Like, and by the way, Bob, their sales tax rate in Anderson County is the highest in the upstate. If they raise it again, 8% is what they're going to be paying on the retail purchases.
Holy cow. Yeah, that is insane.
That's like New York, California level.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Or like Tennessee, where they don't have a state income tax,
right.
And so they make up for it by increasing the sales tax. One parting shot. I mentioned to you in an email earlier today, Dave, we were talking about one of my pet peeves about the legislature naming interchanges and highways and everything after their buddies in the legislature. I'm coming back the other day from River Falls Golf Course, right?
And
I'm getting ready to turn left to go down 85 southbound to get back to Greenville. And what do I see but a sign on the overpass, and I can't remember the name that was on there. Let's just say Joe Smith, right? And
right.
They have one of those plaques up on the overpass. It's the Joe Smith Sidewalk.
Thank you. Now you want to know where your gas tax dollars are going, Bob?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. So good on you guys in Columbia. You've done it again. Dave, as always, thanks very much. KILL to 52886 for you folks in Anderson. TOLLS, T-O-L-L-S, to the same number, 52886, to stop any toll roads that Hugh Leatherman wants to build. Dave, appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week, buddy.
Talk to you next week, Bob. Thanks.
You bet. Take care. Dave Schwartz, Freedom Action Network of South Carolina. So these guys, they're incorrigible. You know, they never quit, which means that we can never quit in throwing up obstacles in their path to their latest money grabs. 20 minutes after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ow!
Hoo-ah!
Welcome back. 425 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307. 4 o'clock code word. Yeah, Moneypenny gave it right before station identification, but I'll repeat it for you. Pancake. Anybody want to go for a pancake? P-A-N-C-A-K-E, pancake. Text it to 72881. Okay? Get your name in the hat. Bobby, you were referring to the Peter Grace Bridge in Duncan, named after the founder of W.R. Grace subsidiary, Cryovac Food Packaging, located at that intersection since the 1950s. Unfortunately, in 2017, they moved to Charlotte. I spent my career with them. Great company. Well, at least it's not some politician, as it usually is. Last 20 years, Anderson County made D.C. and Columbia look like the junior varsity. Gotcha. About a previous text, what other parties would be big enough to be serious contenders if the Democrats were to change political parties? GOP would be one. You think Donald Trump was just elected by Republicans? He was elected by Democrats and independents and Republicans. To the phones we go. Raylan is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show. Raylan, welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
It's Raymond.
Oh, Raymond. Sorry, Raymond. My mistake.
All right. It's all right. You might have talked to me several times before.
Yes. Yes, I recall.
But this is my first time calling.
It's your birthday.
And it's my birthday.
It's your birthday today?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this
and
is
also my first time calling.
Excellent. Well, as a first-time caller, Raymond, you must be, of course, be given your just dessert. Which, of course, is welcoming cowbell there. Has anybody told you, Raymond, that your birthday is also National Bosses Day?
Yep, I knew that.
See?
I knew that.
So this is a precursor of things to come, Raymond, because you obviously are a very bright young person. By listening to this program, you've already proven that. So this is indicative to me that you will, at some point down the road, end up as a boss.
Hi, Nanny. Hi, Papa.
Where do you go to school, Raymond?
I'm homeschooled.
Excellent.
This year.
Yeah, that explains why you're so well-spoken.
Well, I would like to say something about bringing our boys back home.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, sure, bring them back home. Just bring them back home, then you could launch something over and this is brutal. You follow me?
I follow you intently. Raymond, have you gotten all your birthday presents yet today?
No.
If you could have one birthday present, cost not a factor, Raymond, what would it be?
Oh.
I know, it's tough. So many things to select from. I'm going to guess something maybe electronic.
No
electronics.
Keep going. Keep trying.
Something in the firearms range, perhaps?
Oh, now you're getting there.
Uh-huh.
You're getting there now.
Maybe, a fishing rod to go along with it?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're talking.
These suggestions, by the way, were ably handed to me by Miss Moneypenny, who has a much better idea of what young people like for birthday presents, apparently, than your genial host. Well, Raymond, happy birthday to you. Thanks for being a first-time caller. And are you having a special birthday dinner tonight?
Yep, sure am.
What's on the menu, Raymond?
I can't tell you because my mama's in here, and it's a surprise.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well.
And maybe my nan and papa are listening, so that's going to ruin the surprise.
Oh, yeah, certainly not. No, no, we will keep that covert and under wraps, Raymond, okay?
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Thanks for listening to the show, youngster. I love it. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day. And Raymond's birthday.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rock on, brother.
That's what we do. 4 hours each weekday, Monday through Friday. Bob and the Bobettes. Yours truly, the attack dog of the right in the air chair. And, of course, on the other side of the glass, pushing the buttons, screening the calls, making sure the trains run on time, Miss Moneypenny, and, of course, Little Annie in the news center, keeping us up to speed with breaking news.
Sounds like a fun crew.
It is a fun crew, and you are a part of it as well because you're there on the other side of the speaker. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Kevin is next up. Hi, Kevin. Welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bob. It's my first time, so ring the bell.
Wow. Two in a row, back to back. Have to get the cobwebs off the cowbell there. Happy to be able to use it. Thank you.
It's not my birthday, Don.
Well, that's all right. It's coming.
That's true. Yeah. I'm over here counting my pennies right now because I'm scared Letterman's going to come get them, so I'm going to have to put them somewhere.
Yeah, and nobody should think that there's any corruption involved just because he keeps pushing more tax dollars for more highways and his wife has a concrete company.
Right.
Yeah.
No, he's not guilty by association.
No more so than Joe Biden.
That's right.
Right.
The bridge, the walkway over that bridge in Duncan.
Right.
Was dedicated to a man who walked over that bridge all the time. He was an older gentleman,
uh-huh.
And he did it for like 20 or 30 years, and everybody knew him and would see him.
So he was a resident, colorful character.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my understanding. So it wasn't a quid pro quo thing. But
that would be a first, because usually they're busy naming every bridge and overpass and interstate connection they can find. You go down to Florence County, Kevin, and you go over the when you go to get on 95.
Right.
That's the Hugh Leatherman interchange.
Yes, it is. Jeez. And I think he's trying to get a nickel off everybody that goes around it, too.
You know, if he gets these toll booths, don't you think there'll be one right there at that interchange?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
That'll be the focus.
Pathetic.
The other thing is there was a kid named Michael Adams that got killed in Afghanistan, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we named the bridge after him in Spartanburg, the one on Weaver Road that goes over 26.
Nice. See, that's my contention, Kevin, that if we're going to be naming all these things after somebody, it should be after someone who deserves it.
Exactly.
And not some phony baloney politician that spent 20 years in Colombia and gets a highway named after him.
You're right. Just like John B. White Boulevard with the beacon. John wasn't political. He was just a, he was a good guy. So,
well,
there are good roads and good interchanges named after good people.
Yes, there are. And we should have more of those and less of the other. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the call and appreciate the information. Bobby, believe it or not, there's a road above my house named Murphy Road. Really? Murphy Road? There he is. Bobby Mack, I'll only get one contest word today. Would you please give me the final word for today? Great show today, by the way. Thank you. Pancake. Anybody feel like a pancake? Lots of syrup, plenty of butter. Pancake to 72881. So flip it on over. Bobby, Anderson County is the same county where they bought out a corrupt administrator for $1.3 million plus his pension, and a council member is currently in prison for a $65 million Ponzi scheme. Yep, correct. Raymond, another birthday wish for you here from a texter. Happy birthday, Raymond. Keep your ears tuned to WORD, and you'll turn out to be a great young man. From Gerald in Cowpens. Thank you, Gerald. Bobby, I live between Cowpens and Pacolet, but I won't shop in Cowpens because I'd have to cross the Eddie Talon Bridge, and I refuse to do that. You should see it. Made me hurl when I saw it. Bobby, if you were going to select a birthday gift for Raymond, it probably would be a new putter and a flask. They know me too well, Moneypenny. Bobby, the speaker earlier said text kill or tolls to 56882. Wait a second. Hang on just a second. Let me bring it up again. I know what it is. I got it right here. Oops. 52886. 52886. Texter had 56882. They got him turned around there. 52886. Kill is the word to a text for you folks in Anderson, and tolls, T-O-L-L-S, to the same text line number, 52886. For those of you who want to tell your legislator, no toll roads in South Carolina. All right? Bobby, I want a Bobby Mack bridge. No. I appreciate the thought. But we got a lot of other people that would be way in line in front of me.
It could always be the little bridge over the pond on your favorite golf course.
There you go. That would work.
Would we call it Baby's Bridge?
No.
Not like Dirty Dancing?
Nobody puts Bobby in the corner. Bobby, can you say Ghost Town for Anderson? Bobby J. West denies all of this from Jim and Honeypath. Of course. Bobby, in 1990, when I took my first trip to Maine in a big rig, it cost nearly $100 in tolls to make it to the state line. Ironically, once you got to Maine, the roads got better when you left the toll roads behind. Doesn't surprise me in the least. Bobby, I've gone through New Jersey more times than I would have liked. There seemed to be toll booths every mile and a half on their turnpike. If Leatherman likes tolls so much, he should move up there. As corrupt as he is, he'd be a perfect fit in that cesspool they ironically call the Garden State. Bobby, could I take Hugh Leatherman to my vet's office and have him put down? Bobby, trucker friend here, I went to New Jersey yesterday. It cost me $81. For three toll booths to drive on those wagon trails. It's $4 per axle for cars. Yeah, that's what we need. Boy, that would be a big step forward here in the Palmetto State, wouldn't it? Because they'd take that money and blow it on something else, and the roads would still be full of potholes that are so deep they have Chinese voices coming out of them. Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right. 4:51, it's 9 before 5 o'clock here in the Bobby Mac Show. Hump Day. It is also National Bosses Day. I know you're thrilled with that one. In on the text line, 71307. Bobby just tried texting to 52881. It came back invalid. That's because that's the wrong number. You need to text it to 52886. Okay. Bobby, I've started calling potholes in our roads Leatherman divots. Nice. Michael, Simpsonville. Happy birthday, Raymond. By the way, Bob, did Liz Warren get to celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day with her heritage? Yeah, right. Bobby, I want Pam to name a sewer plant after me when I'm gone because I've been cleaning up you-know-what all my life. Okay. What else do I have in here in the text line that I need to catch up with? Gee, I think I'm pretty much caught up. Let me see how far back I have to go. Yeah, pretty much caught up. Good. So I can go back to the phones and say hi to Ron, who joins us this afternoon from Duncan. Hi, Ron. Welcome.
Hi, Bobby. Listen, I got a suggestion on how to fix the potholes in this state.
Uh-oh.
You have every street's got a street sign up that has the name of the street.
Right.
Well, you attach a second sign exactly the same size, and you put down the name of the contracting firm that last repaired the road, and you add the owner's personal home phone number.
I love it.
That might solve the problem. Save the state some money, too.
Well, at the very least, Rob, I'm thinking, Ron, it's a step in the right direction, you know?
Yeah. It'll never happen.
Yeah, sadly, it won't. But it's a brilliant suggestion. I like it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate the call. I mentioned today's National Bosses Day. We just finished. We had a bunch of holidays recently. Good time to check out this list. The top signs that your boss is nuts. Okay? Here we go in honor of National Bosses Day. And we're being gender friendly here because we have male and female bosses, so we kind of alternate this. The top signs your boss is nuts. Before she makes any final decisions, she runs them by her emotional support hamster. Okay. He proudly carries his world's most insane boss coffee cup everywhere. That's not a good sign either. Really big corporate decisions are made by the boss via the crazy eight ball. Yeah. Ask again later. She decided to hold this year's office bonding retreat in Syria. Not a good choice. Her lunch order, kale salad with a side of goat blood. Yeah, that's how you know your boss is nuts. He begins a new policy, casual straitjacket Friday. Sign me up. Another sign the boss is absolutely nuts. Joaquin Phoenix prepared for Joker by studying him. Wow, that's not good. The wife and kids in the picture on his desk are yours. That's not good either. And another sign that your boss is nuts, he makes Michael Scott from The Office look well-adjusted. And finally, memos are issued in the office on Muppet Babies stationery. So there you go. There is a...
Wait. You forgot one.
I did. What did I forget?
Your boss's name is Bob McLean.
Well, it goes without saying. We don't want to belabor the obvious there.
You can't make that stuff up.
Yeah, you can. We do it all the time. Oh, political news. Breaking political news. Oh, where's the... there we go. From the Philadelphia Inc., that is the Philadelphia Inquirer, written by Anna Orso. The bell in the Independence Hall Tower rang 9 a.m., and Mark Sanford took a deep breath. He grabbed a giant check for $1 trillion, stood next to a tiny wooden lectern, and asked me if I was ready for him to kick off a news conference announcing his bid to challenge President Trump in the Republican primary. It didn't really feel like a news conference. I was the only reporter there. When it began, the only others around besides his two aides were a family 30 yards away with a selfie stick and a group of students from Paris who wanted to know why he had such a big check. One person there. There you go. There is the late breaking news. The real news is on the way, and then I'm back with the 5 o'clock follies.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.